The Milad of my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been celebrated for centuries, but after the establishment of Da'wat Islami, the beauty and diversity that have been added to it, my Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri has played a major role in this. Now, Amir Ahle Sunnat provides us with guidance on every occasion. There is a very beautiful, love-filled letter of his, a letter of Amir Ahle Sunnat. Listen to it closely. Amir Ahle Sunnat writes, "From Sage Madina Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, to all the devotees of the Prophet, Islamic brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, rejoice, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal is about to arrive. Get ready to celebrate the blessed birth anniversary with good intentions." He writes in his letter, 1. On the new moon night, have an announcement made in masjid 3 times in the following words: "Congratulations to all the Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters that the crescent of Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif has been sighted." 2. By virtue of Rabi'ul Awwal, right from today, the Islamic brothers should have the intention of growing a fistful beard forever. Remember that it is haram for a man to trim his beard to less than a fistful or shave it, and it is necessary to immediately repent and quit this sin forever. 3. The best formula for gaining steadfastness with sunan and good deeds is that all Islamic brothers should reflect on their actions every day as to what they did each day, fill out the booklet of pious deeds, and submit it to their local representative on the first of every month. A priceless treasure of piety will be attained, and they will get cups full of love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to drink. All the representatives of Da'wat Islami, as well as all other Islamic brothers, should make the intention that they will attend the weekly Madani Mudakira for 1 hour and 12 minutes from the beginning of questions and answers, and will spend the night at the weekly congregation. Also make the following intention: we will travel in a 3-day Madani Kafila to learn and impart Sunan every month, for 1 month in every 12 months, and for 12 months at least once in life. All devotees of the Prophet, including the heads and representatives, should at least travel in a 3-day Madani Kafla in Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif to learn and impart Sunan, with the intention of presenting its reward to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they should also deliver or attend dars at home every day.
Main muballigh banu sunnaton ka, khoob charcha karun sunnaton ka, ya khuda dars do sunnaton ka, ho karam behre khake Madina.
Now Amir Ahle Sunnat says, 5. At your masjid, house, shop and factory, etc., hoist 12 or at least one Madani flag from the new moon night of Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif till the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Tie the Madani flag on buses, wagons, trucks, trailers, taxis, rickshaws, carts and horse carriages, etc. Also install them on your cycles, scooters and cars. A spring of Madani flags will be seen blossoming everywhere. Usually behind trucks, there are large images of living things and pointless couplets are written. If possible, have the following written on your vehicles: I love Da'wat Islami. Subhanallah. Now Amiri Ahle Sunnat has made a lovely supplication. Supplication of Attar, O Lord of Mustafa, whoever writes or has written, I love Da'wat Islami. At the front of his motorcycle and both behind, or at the front of his car, taxi, bus, truck, trailer, water tanker, wagon, rickshaw and Suzuki, etc., or puts its sticker, please protect his vehicle from accidents and forgive him without accountability. The one who prepares any vehicle owner for this task accepts these supplications in his favor as well. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 6. Make lighting arrangements at your home with 12 string lights or at least 12 bulbs. Moreover, illuminate your locality and masjid for 12 days according to the norm of that area. The places where there is no norm of making illuminations for 12 days with the donation of the masjid, then for this cause, donations may be collected separately and illuminations may be done for 12 days. Turn your locality into a bride by decorating it with Madani flags and colorful bulbs. If possible, while protecting the passers-by and vehicles from the inconvenience and without violating public rights, hoist 12-meter or big flags of appropriate length, swaying in the air on the roofs of the masjid and your home. Do not pitch flags in the middle of the street, as it disrupts the flow of traffic. Do not dig the footpath for pitching the flag either. Beware. Anywhere in the lane or anywhere else, do not make such decorations that make the path of the people narrow. Their right is violated and their feelings are hurt. Subhanallah. Look how great Amir Ahle Sunnat teachings are. He is saying, bear in mind that even for these decorations, stealing electricity is haram. Therefore, in this regard, contact the organization that supplies electricity and make legal arrangements. So this is my spiritual guide, who is advising us that we must celebrate Milad. We must do so within the boundaries of Sharia, and we must celebrate with zeal and zest. Now let's come to that night. Subhanallah, the night of the dawn of blessings. That blessed night and then that dawn of blessings. How to spend that night and day? He says, in the evening of the 11th Rabi al-Awwal, otherwise on the night of the 12th, have a bath with good intentions. If possible, with the intention of honoring this greatest aid, buy a new dress, turban, head cover, salah cap, a white shawl if you wish to wear it on your head, a shawl for observing, veil over the veil, miswak, handkerchief for the pocket, slippers, prayer beads, fragrance bottle, watch, pen, kufle Madina pad, and everything else that is in your use. Subhanallah, it is mustahab to take a bath for the sacred maulid gathering and other gatherings of goodness. Subhanallah, and now spend the 12th night at a maulid congregation and at the time of subh sadiq, welcome the dawn of blessings while carrying a madani flag in your hands and reciting durood and salam with tearful eyes, and raise the slogans of the arrival of the master while swaying with delight. Now, when the time of the dawn of blessings arrives, Amir Ahli Sunnat writes, after Fajr Salah, having said salam, wish Eid Mubarak to each other and meet others warmly, and throughout the day keep wishing others Eid and embracing them. After all, this is the Eid by virtue of which we have received all Eids.
Adad ham ko bara ka kyun na ho pyara ke bara thi tareekh jab yaar aaye musalmano subah bahara mubarak wo barsate anwar sarkar aaye.
Now he says that the beloved final prophet of Allah Almighty Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to celebrate the day of his birth by observing a fast on Monday. In the remembrance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you too should observe a fast on 12th Rabi al-Awwal, carry a Madani flag and attend the Maulid procession. Remain in the state of wudu as much as possible. Keep your lips moist with the melodies of durood and salam. Walk in a graceful manner with the gaze lowered. Do not give anyone the opportunity to criticize you, and the representatives of Dawat-e-Islami should raise the same slogans and play the same compositions in vehicles that have been issued by the Madani Markaz. So, inshallah, we will attend the procession and will do so in a graceful manner. We will keep reciting durood upon my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and will also reap its blessings.
I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world.